And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, born in Parma, Italy, 1813, who gave us Rigoletto, La Traviata, Aida, Falstaff, and many other operas. Harold Pinter, born in East London on this day in 1930, when his play The Homecoming was premiered in 1965, Pinter said the hostility towards the play was palpable. You could see it. The great thing was the actors went on and felt it and hated the audience back even more, and they gave it everything they had. By the end of the evening, the audience was defeated. All these men in their tuxedos were just horrified. It's the birthday of Thelonious Monk, the piano player, born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 1917, grew up in New York City. It's the birthday of the composer Vernon Duke, who was born Vladimir Dukelsky in Belarus in the village of Parafianovo, 1903. He was a talented classical pianist. He fled Russia after the revolution, ended up playing piano in Istanbul in cafes. He and his family rode steerage class on a ship to America, ended up in New York in 1921, where, as a teenager, he met George Gershwin, and the two of them became good friends. George Gershwin told him to give up classical composition. He said there's no money in that kind of stuff and no heart in it either. Vladimir Dukelsky changed his name to Vernon Duke, and he went off to Paris, where he hung out with Stravinsky and Prokofiev and continued to write classical music, but spent some time in London where he wrote show tunes under the name Vernon Duke. And then in 1929, he came back to America and wrote some of the biggest hits of the 1930s, April in Paris, Autumn in New York, I Can't Get Started, Taking a Chance on Love. Vernon Duke, who said every dogma has its day, but good music lives forever. And it was on this day in 1940, early in the morning, St. Paul's Cathedral was bombed during a German nighttime air raid on the city of London, the London Blitz. This was the cathedral that, after the previous cathedral had been burned down in the Great London Fire of 1666, was rebuilt, designed by Christopher Wren. In 1940, October, London was bombed almost daily for months, and in the early morning hours of this day, the dome of St. Paul's was hit by a German bomb, but not damaged too badly. There was a group of volunteer men and women called themselves St. Paul's Fire Watch. 300 of them, every night 40 of them guarded the cathedral, making sure that every time a spark hit the cathedral, it would be put out. And it was those volunteers who saved the building. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, The Very Old. The very old are forever hurting themselves, burning their fingers on skillets, falling loosely as trees and breaking their hips with muffled explosions of bone. Down the block, they're wheeled in, out of our sight for years at a time. To make conversation, the neighbors ask if they are still alive. Then, early one morning, through our kitchen windows, we see them again, first one and then another, out in their gardens, on crutches and canes, perennial, checking their gauges for rain. The Very Old, a poem by Ted Kooser, from Sure Signs, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.